The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves. If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Join Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Oh boy.
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I am.
I'm a little nervous.
I gotta tell you. I'm excited.
You know, we put it out there, Podcastia, that you know, we were gonna entertain candidates who are running for a council seat, mayoral seat, to come in and share with you guys, you know, what they have in mind.
Right.
Well, we got a bite. And this is the first episode
okay,
of
good.
That invite.
That's good. Then we don't have to make it up. I don't really want to make it up.
We make it up. Well, okay. This person is now safe from our satire,
right.
Our satirical stuff that's
right.
Coming up with Bill Kearney. Buckle up for that podcast, yeah.
If you're easily offended, please do not tune in.
Yeah. But if you're not, then you know what? When that episode hits, throw on a onesie and hit play. Okay.
That'll
Bill
never
is
die.
Coming to play.
It's never going to die.
We okay. have today a special guest with us.
Yes.
Now, you may know her as the badass councilwoman from the West Ward, Annette Lartigue. That's it? That's your response?
That's my response.
Excuse me. I didn't even ask for you to chime in yet. Okay?
I got distracted because there was some movement going on.
There was movement going on. I don't want to go there, but that's okay. She's going to be corralling the candidate.
Okay.
After the candidate
right.
speaks their piece.
Right.
Right.
Not to get anybody, not to expose any skeletons or anything
well.
Like that. We just want to, you know, I know that Annette has experience
yeah.
and we don't have experience.
No.
So we figured this would be a good person to.
Yeah. I barely have experience going to council meetings. Never mind like being a council person.
Yeah.
So Annette, how do you feel about this? You feeling like ready to go or what?
I want a better description. Let's start with that.
Well, how would you introduce yourself? Just call you Annette Lartigue?
Yeah.
Okay. The new Annette Lartigue.
The new?
New and improved.
Wait a minute. New is one thing. Improved? All right. We'll see what happens. Our first candidate.
Yay.
Hope you're excited. First candidate is running for council at large, which means... all wards.
Everyone gets to vote.
Wards. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everyone gets to vote. Huh?
Everyone in every ward gets to vote for the at-large people.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Right.
They vote up to 3 at-large people.
Correct.
So you have this guy that's coming on today, and then there'll be 2 other people that you can also vote for.
Correct.
That candidate is Mike Rinaldo. He's back on the show, but this time with even more biro shock power.
Whatever that is.
I heard that in the 70s on a Spider-Man cartoon, and it stuck with me forever. So, Mike, you're going to have a maximum of 10 minutes to explain what your position is, your vision for the city, and then after that, we'll kind of get into it with the net, and then we'll see what happens. Sound good?
Sounds great.
You have the mic.
My name is Mike Rinaldo, and I'm running a self-funded campaign for Trenton City Council at-large in the November 2022 municipal elections, and I am number 9 on the at-large ballot. I'm a 55-year-old resident of Trenton, homeowner and taxpayer. I live in the West Ward in the Hiltonia section of Trenton and have owned my home there for just shy of 20 years. I hold degrees in political science and criminal justice and am a member of the executive board of Trenton Animals Rock. For the past 20 years, I've been employed in the high-tech industry for a German family-owned company that designs and manufactures high-powered lasers. I currently work in quality management within that company. I have paid extremely close attention to politics in Trenton for many years and have been very visible, offering opinions, pointing out opportunities for improvement, researching public information via Oprah, following many boards and commissions, and getting things done on a civic level. Most recently this summer, I assisted residents across the city. I was in Glen Afton getting speed humps on schedule for installation. I was involved in helping a resident of Pearl Street get the overgrown trees on that street onto the shade tree schedule to be trimmed back. And I have worked with the county twice, once last week and once last summer, on removing the overgrowth of ivy on the old courthouse on Broad Street and the MCIA building on Hamilton Avenue. 2 years ago, I co-created a social media page focused on Trenton government that now sees over 65,000 views a month and has become a valuable community resource for increasing civic involvement, which is paramount to me. That page has assisted dozens of residents with many civic issues. Council seems the next logical step to increase the efforts I have been putting forth for years. I feel that my constant visibility and attention to civic matters puts me in a more attractive position than most. Beyond good governance and constituent customer service required of a council person, I do not believe running on a platform like economic development, education, redevelopment, reducing taxes, or lowering crime makes much sense. All these things should be of concern to anyone sitting in that seat, and all of these things should be on any elected official's radar. Some mentioned do not even fall under the duties of a council person. If I do not have a platform like economic development, does that mean I will not be aware of this and work to achieve it in cooperation with the administration? Of course not. In fact, I believe economic development to be the core of every activity in City Hall. Increasing the real and perceived value of the city is the benchmark of any successful administration, and the question asked of any proposal, project, or contract that comes before council should be how it impacts economic development. Redevelopment, revitalization, crime reduction, economic development, parks and recreation, and more are all functions that are owned by the mayor and his administration, not by the council. For that matter, education, as mentioned previously, does not even fall under the administration beyond board member appointment. We have a school board that attends to that, and the involvement of the council under that umbrella is even more limited. Maintaining a position as the revitalization candidate or the crime reduction candidate or the education candidate does not make much sense to me when viewed through the lens of the actual duties of a council person that is serving as a single part of a 7-member voting body and has a very defined role as indicated by the Faulkner Act. Even the council interactions with department directors are formalized and restricted to a certain degree. The function of the council, boiled down to its essence, is to be the checks and balances of the administration. The duties of a council person, or the job description of city council, as defined by the city, are as follows. Resolution, the formalization of a decision or action by the governing body to do or not do something. Ordinance, a law set forth by the government authority, a piece of legislation enacted by a municipal authority. Council can also amend current ordinances. Budget adoption for municipality, the formal process through which the governing body approves the budget. Adopted budget reflects approved tax rates and estimates of revenues, expenditures, transfers, agency goals, and objectives and performance data. Advice and consent. The city councils shall approve or deny all directors, they're the heads of departments, and business administrators. Investigative powers. One of the most important functions of the legislative body is the power to investigate. They also conduct meetings under Robert's rules. Review all contracts. The administration has a right to enter into a contract, but the legislative body is the only entity that can approve or deny payment. The legislative body also serves as the Alcohol and Beverage Committee and Health Board. As stated before, the legislative branch of government is the checks and balances for the administrative branch of government. To support any of the things mentioned above, council can, for example, review and approve the budget, review contracts and spending, verify the legality of these items, approve the hiring of directors, create ordinances, and personally, I believe we have enough ordinances. Ordinance enforcement is the issue in Trenton, not ordinance quantity. Approve capital expenditures, create resolutions, and so forth. A recent example would be the proposed purchase of PPE for the fire department. This purchase moved its way to the council floor as a resolution for approval from the Department of Fire. Does it bolster public safety? Yes. The council's job here is to weigh the expense versus the benefit, look at the legality of the resolution, and decide as a body whether to appropriate those funds. Does that make me the public safety candidate were I to vote for it? And I would have voted for that. No, it makes me a council person who would support smart and legal spending proposed by the administration that resulted in a net increase in public safety. Council members can also serve as community liaisons to inform, educate, and empower others, be community cheerleaders, if you will. But for that matter, you don't really need to be on council to do this. Any motivated individual can. In fact, Trenton has hundreds of extremely motivated and exceptional individuals out in the community doing exactly that, and none of them are elected officials. Defining myself as a candidate would be me applying myself to the definition of a councilperson within the limits allowed by the city and the Faulkner Act. It would mean not overreaching and trying to accomplish things I cannot. It would mean not abusing my power to discourage or silence others. It would mean working cooperatively and professionally with six other individuals and an administration who all have the best interests of Trenton at heart. Since 2005, when I purchased my home in Trenton, I have paid extremely close attention to our local government. From Doug Palmer's tenure through Tony Mack, Eric Jackson, and current Mayor Gusiura, I have been involved and vocal. I have attended hundreds of council meetings. I currently live stream council meetings in hopes of increasing civic involvement. I have learned procedure, Robert's rules, and meeting etiquette. Among other things, I have researched resolutions and ordinances and how they are created and moved into law. I have learned through the years of public records requests the inner workings of departments, the duties of employees, and the boards and commissions within City Hall. In short, I believe I can be an effective and cooperative councilperson that makes intelligent and educated choices that will, in cooperation with the administration and my fellow council colleagues, change the economic outlook in Trenton and create a safer, more welcoming city for residents, visitors, and investors. I will represent the interests of all of Trenton's diverse communities, not just one. The diversity is why I chose to live here and stay here. And that is the best way I can define my candidacy and intent for Trenton when I am elected.
Okay.
Wow. I learned a lot.
Did you?
I did.
Really?
Because I think I had a different view of what a council person does.
Yeah, but no offense to Mike, he's not a council person yet.
No, I know.
This is coming from his, like what he learned since 2005.
No, but he's also defined the job description of a council person.
How do we know that's the job description? Seriously.
I took it from the city website.
Oh, that's on there?
Yes.
The last time I was on the city website.
Wow. Okay.
Annette, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You like what he had to say?
I'd like to hear a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd
like to hear a little bit more.
All
he
right.
did a great job of describing what a council member does. What I'd like to hear, aside from that, is why you want to be a council person. What made you decide to run for city council?
Mm.
As I explained, since I moved here, I've followed Trenton politics very closely as an outside observer. As I learned more and became slowly more involved to the extent that a private citizen could, attending council meetings, board meetings, all that stuff, I decided that I want to contribute more. And serving on council and having that privilege would be my personal ideal of how I could best serve the city that I live in. It boils down to that. It's that simple. It's my desire to serve on a larger scale.
That's a great answer, because I'm always impressed when people want to participate and be actively engaged in democracy and government.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great response.
Thank you
for that. So you talked about what you know about council and what you've learned and what the role is and what you're not interested in doing, being the public safety spokesperson or advocating for anything in particular, but you have to have a baby to rock. What is it going to be?
By saying that I don't want to be this candidate or that candidate doesn't mean that those things aren't on my radar, because I can't predict what the next administration is going to bring before council as far as maybe new directors with new visions, new contracts with new vendors, new initiatives. And I would support anything that comes from the administration that advances the progress of the city. And like I said, everything, in my opinion, boils down to economic development. Public safety makes the streets safer. People want to move in and buy homes. That impacts economic development. Contracts with local vendors, if we can improve the way that those are appropriated through council, will employ local individuals and companies. That improves economic development. I can tie everything back to economic development. If that was going to be the baby that I would carry through, it would be always being mindful of economic development in the city of Trenton and supporting things that come from the administration. Like I said, I can't predict what the next administration is going to do, which is why I focus on the actual duties of a council person, because I can't tell you what they're going to bring to the council. At least when they bring it there, I'll have that ideal in mind and in heart and shepherd it through with other individuals with the knowledge to do it, versus trying to say what they're going to bring to us in the future.
Okay. So that being said, one of the things that I learned as a council person, and I'd like to share this with you, I think it's important, is you're right. You don't have the authority of the mayor or the CEO of the city. Your authority sits in the council seat and how you govern relative to the rules associated with it. So that's real important, and you did a good job on that.
Thank you.
And one of the things that I think is a very big issue with folks who want to run, or folks who are running and certified to run, is understanding, or the lack thereof, of a council person's role. And so let's talk about that a little bit, because when folks are running, they'll say things like, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, like I watch you. I watch people who are interested in being a part of managing a city that I live in, pay taxes, and own property. I watch your page. I kind of wish that Trenton Orbit was separate from your personal page because it does such a phenomenal job. However, it's a great page and it offers great information. And that being said, there's a lot of talk about what people do and what they won't do. And one of the things that I noted is that you spoke to how you intend to associate or not with other city council members. Can you help me understand that?
The danger there is a quorum, and we have to be careful with that. Even a social association in that number that makes a quorum and business can be discussed even loosely, you open that door for that allegation to come forth. I like everybody that's running in the current race. I wouldn't have a problem socializing with any of them. But when you become an elected official, you have to make that decision to really watch that line and be careful. Because even in the last 4 years, there have been instances where was there a quorum and these people were meeting socially and discussing business? We don't know. I want to avoid that. My personal opinion is that you should always be above reproach. And if that means not socializing in a group of four or more to avoid that, then I just think it's best to do that. So that's my personal view on socializing. And like I said, I like all of the candidates that are running and would not have a problem doing that with any of them. But once we become elected, it is a different story.
Let me just step in for just a second to clarify. So you're saying that if you were socializing with, when you say a quorum, what do you mean by that? Just for people who don't understand what that means.
The majority of council. So
like if you were at Mill Hill Saloon and there happened to be X number of council people hanging out, just, you know, shooting the breeze, nothing formal. That would be a bad thing in that it could be looked at as, oh, while you are that many people, now you're meeting, what are they really talking about? Like it could be questioned. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and okay. I would avoid that.
In that case, you're going to avoid a lot of things because there are times when council people are going to be in the same area. So you have to be careful and you have to learn how to balance that. And in balancing that, it doesn't mean that you cannot be in the same place. Mm-hmm. It means that four council people shouldn't be sitting at a table together.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Having any type of conversation.
I understand.
That's when you said socializing, that's what I had in mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing too.
If we're at a city function and everybody's in the same room or...
Right.
Then, yeah, I think you're safe there,
yeah,
right?
That, I get that. Okay.
You are safe there. And okay. I think it'd be a good idea if you clean that up because that's not the way it came across.
Okay. Noted. Thank you.
And then I got a question for you.
Come with it.
What Mike wants to get done in the city, how realistic is this? With your experience as council, you go in with these ideas.
Is simply,
you
know? This. The best thing to do is to understand that your role is to bring the voice of the people to City Hall and to represent the people.
Right.
Right.
And there are things that are going to come to the table that you will decide whether you're going to work with it, for it, or against it. It's always good to have a discussion, Frank and Chris, as you are aware that we do. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
It's not a Humpty Dumpty situation where you're sitting on the wall alone. It's always good to have the discussion. So some of the things are going to be very easy based on what I heard for Mike to accomplish. And then other things are going to be challenging, but he's going to have to find that out sitting in the seat.
Oh, okay. Right.
And the better your relationship with your council members, the greater your chances of success are.
Right.
So if you put yourself out as somebody who's friendly and willing and open, then you're not going to like everybody. And that's my next question. How are you going to deal with people you don't like? How are you going to deal with people who aggravate you? How are you going to deal with them? Because you're going to be aggravated. People are going to lie on you. They're going to make things up about you. They're going to say things that aren't true. They're going to create a person that you don't even know. And when you hear about Mike out, you're going to be amazed. Like, wow, that's me? So how are you going to deal with difficult situations? That's what I'd like to know.
That's a good question.
I was involved in the 2018 mayoral elections, and I've been through that. At first, it bothered me because, like you just said, you hear back and you go, who is that person? And they say, no, that's you. And you say, no, that's not me. You grow a thicker skin, and you realize that it doesn't matter. At least to me, I've learned to be like that. And speaking to getting along with somebody on council that you might not personally like or agree with all the time or have.
Or a resident.
Or a resident. The ultimate goal is the greater good of the city. So you have to learn to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, see things from their point of view, and understand why they are coming at you the way they are. And I think if you do that, you can meet on common ground and you can probably come to an agreement with probably just about anyone. It might be an agreement that you're just as unhappy as they are with the end result. That would be okay too, because you're not going to please everyone. The goal of being on council is to better the city. So you have to put those differences aside, leave the personalities at the door and come in, and that's what you focus on. And you don't focus on the personal animosity that I have up here with somebody while you're up there. We've seen what that can do over the last 4 years. It does not accomplish anything. It serves no use or purpose.
Well, at least he knows what the goal is.
The deal is you're going to be sitting on the podium and people are going to come up and they're going to be yelling at you. And they're going to be saying things about you, and they're going to be saying things to you, and they're going to be twisting your words. You're not always going to be able to lay back and be cool. Like, you refer to an instance one time when we were at the school and my members were really, really grinding my gears. I think it had to do with Champel site.
No, it had to do with Leewood.
Leewood.
Who went away. Right. It wasn't even around anymore.
It was Leewood.
Right.
And I was sitting back doing all the things that you talk about, and I had it up to here. No, here.
Past that.
She's pointing to her neck.
No, I'm pointing
over her head.
Now above over her head. Okay. Right, right. She's drowning in it.
I sat up in a chair, and unfortunately, my face gave away to this gentleman sitting to my left how frustrated I was. And what did I say?
You were talking to business owners, and these business owners kept giving you crap about all their problems about business, and you had a beat, and you said, I just have one question. Any of you business owners, do you have a business card on you? Not one. I did. I stood up right away. Not one other business person had a card on them. So it just goes to show, like, the, you know, the legitimacy of people's gripes.
Right. But everyone has the opportunity to come and give their gripe.
Right. Doesn't mean it's legitimate, though, or genuine.
They weren't prepared, and that was my point.
Yes, that's, yes.
They came to voice a concern, and they were not at all prepared.
I'm still missing the point.
And they weren't prepared. You missed the point.
Right, exactly.
You did then, and you do now, right?
Right.
I get it.
But he had his card.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He had his card.
I still have a card. I have a card if you need it again.
He has his card. You better get rid of that card and get a dot. You are way.
I have that as well. Thank you very much, all right. Annette, teaching me about tech.
Well,
please.
Thank you. I know,
can't even park your own car. Please.
Oh, let's not go there. Oh, you see where he goes?
He went low.
Hey, I'm ready to fight.
He goes low.
He's ready to fight. Yeah. So I'm going to go high.
Whatever.
And the point, and the point is, it's not always going to be that easy. So what do you do when it's not easy? That's what you have to think about. That's number one. And then the other thing is, let's talk realistically about biases, because we all have them. And it's difficult to admit that we have them. But there are going to be times when you're sitting on council and you're looking at people going, what are they talking about? So the facial expressions are going to be real important. Everything that goes into being a council person is not easy. I made some huge mistakes because I got on council and I didn't have a mentor other than my husband, who made me man up, said I was a wuss and I needed to man up. And I needed to know how to push a little bit, a whole lot, if I was going to be on council. And so he taught me a lot of things. But that being said, it's difficult. It's not easy. I made huge mistakes. And I made mistakes in areas that I would never have thought I'd be making those mistakes. I'm a political science major, minored in law, with a degree in mastered in administration. But I made some huge mistakes. And those mistakes cost me dearly. But I was never afraid to admit that I made a mistake and I was wrong.
Okay, podcast, you'll be right back with Mike's final thoughts. And we're back.
So, Mike, great sharing with you this evening.
Thank
so
you.
Just wrap it up and bring me home with this as a resident. Why should I vote for you?
Why should you vote for me? I have a very good understanding of the job. I've been around and involved since I have been in Trenton, and I have honestly the best interest of this city at heart. I feel personally that I would do an exceptional job on council, but I did listen to what you were saying and I heard what you were saying. So I have some more work to do looking at the interpersonal aspect of that. And you brought up some very good points that challenged me on how will you react when people seem accusatory and attack you? How will you conduct yourself via facial expressions and mannerisms up on council? So those are things that I will look at. I think that interpersonally, I conduct myself well, but there's always room for improvement on that. I just think that based on my experience and my intent for the city, which I outlined earlier, I would be a very good choice for council. And I would be privileged to have anybody's vote, and I would be privileged to have your vote as well.
What are you thinking, Ned?
I know I will be.
Oh,
believe in yourself.
All right.
Confidence is everything.
Mm-hmm. It's everything. Got anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm listening and taking mental notes.
I'd like to say one other thing, if I can, quickly.
Go ahead, quickly, please.
As we move forward with this election, you know, I want people to know that it's important that we look at people from across the city and give folks a chance, give them an opportunity and some hope, because, you know, in the past, we've been governed by a few, and I think that needs to end immediately.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, this has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves, and normally we do the whole Sasso out thing. We're going to try something different today.
Ooh, you're going to let me sing?
No, we're not.
What are we doing?
That's on your own show, okay?
You didn't even tell me.
Because I just thought of it just now.
Oh, okay.
I just want to add one more thing before we close out.
All right.
You know, Annette talked about candidates and, you know, maybe having a plan, and then maybe it's not so realistic when you get into office, right? Mm-hmm. So to end this very special candidate episode, we're going to end with the immortal words of Mr. Mike Tyson. When a fighter gets into the ring, when a person is running for council, everybody has a plan
until they get punched in the face. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.